This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, not.
Your power is a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Ever thought that one of the main weapons against the globalist and the corporate press would have been memes? Memes created by the average American patriot out there that has little creativity and a little will to try to impact the world with a new form of art. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us, Mike Adams joining us. We'll be hearing from Alex as well. And there is actually a ton of news to get to today. I was actually stunned by how much news that I saw when I started doing my work to get ready for the show today. But of course, here I sit in Austin, Texas at the InfoWars World Headquarters. And what is the biggest news here? Well, it's that we're being totally censored. And the more you learn about this, the more the picture becomes clearer. Why would Apple, who has now been totally sold out to China, why would they want to censor us? Why would Google, who is now looking to expand into China, a la Apple, why would Google's platforms like YouTube want to ban us? Oh, because now that the picture becomes clearer, you start to learn who's really behind the curtain. You start to see and understand why this stuff is happening. Oh, and who was it that told you the goal for America was Chinese communist-style censorship brought to the web with a social score? Who told you that 5 years ago? Alex Jones. Of course, he sounded like a kook 5 years ago, and nobody believed him. Oh, but now here we are, and it's all coming true. And so, see, now you can't have Alex Jones on the airwaves telling you that we're being sold out to China and that Chinese-style net censorship is coming to the West, because the proof is actually out there now. It's actually in the news. It's all there. And so now you learn that Tim Cook, Eddie Q are making the conscious decision to say, you know what, Alex Jones podcast? Nope. You don't get that. And while they're allowing us the InfoWars official app for now, something tells me it's not going to last much longer. Remember Gab? They just erased that. And of course, this is just the beginning of the censorship. And it starts right here at InfoWars. So what are they going to do next, as Alex Jones is now bigger than ever and harder to find than ever? And so the intrigue and the curiosity and the thirst for truth only intensifies. Yeah, you struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi, But now he's existentially infinite in the Force, in the universe. And it's all spectacular. And it's all victory.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is August 12th, 2018. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Troyer. We'll be hearing from Alex on the other side of this segment. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone at 4:30 to talk about the latest White House intrigue. And then Mike Adams joins me in studio to break down the censorship that we're seeing right now on social media. Now, I've got stacks and stacks of news that I need to get to before that. But just realize, everything else, see, this is, it's like, how do you really explain this in the talk radio format that we do here? How do you explain how Alex Jones has been right for so long, and now that everything he's told you is coming true, that's why they're trying to censor him? You see, because people are going to say, someone told me that there was Chinese-style net censorship coming to America. I think it was Alex Jones that said that. Let me go look that up. And they plug it in. Where's Alex Jones? Huh. I can't find him anywhere. That's strange. Well, guess we'll never know. And you see, that's what they're doing. And in the new age that humanity is entering now, where we go from existing majority in the physical realm to in the digital realm, they have to have full control, or they have to control all the levers and all of the gears and all of the motion that happens in the digital world so that you don't see what the overlords are doing. And this is actually very simple to understand. Why wouldn't Apple want you to know that they're selling you out to China? And now Google is moving forward with the same exact plan. Why wouldn't they want you to know that? Oh, because if you learn what the communist Chinese do with all their data, if you learn what the Chinese communists do when they have control over the internet, then you start to realize that's not such a good idea. But it goes beyond that even. You see, they would have been perfectly fine to roll this out, move over all of your data to China, move the keys to the internet, the keys to the kingdom, everything going to the communist Chinese. They get rich. They don't pay taxes. Screw you. They wouldn't really have thought too much about it because you didn't really care about America anyway. You've been watching America die for the last 30 years, just bleeding out on the ground, and you said nothing. So them selling out everything to Apple to enrich, or selling out everything of Apple to China to enrich themselves, who cares? America doesn't care. Look at them. Uh-oh. Along comes Donald Trump. And he says he's going to make America great again. He's going to put America first again. And they say, you fool! That political message isn't going to win a campaign. People don't care about America anymore. America's dead, Trump. Trump said, not so fast. Not the way I see it. And so he campaigned with a message. Make America great again. Put America first. The forgotten American. Bringing jobs back. Cutting taxes. And the average American said, You know, I've heard that before, but there's something different about this guy, this Trump. There's something different about him. I think we're going to give him a shot. And not only did Trump win, which shook the establishment to its core, what strikes fear into the very heart of the establishment is 10,000 strong inside an arena chanting USA, USA, USA. Oh, and then Tim Cook sees that and says, I need a new pair of Depends. Americans care about America again? Oh my gosh. If they just found out that I just sold out to China? If they find out that all the data they have anytime they use Apple, I just gave it all to China? If they just realize that China owns me now? Crap, I didn't think Americans still existed. And so they panicked and they said, well, we still got control over the fake corporate news. They're not going to report on this. But that darned Alex Jones. Dang it, he's telling the people that I sold him out to China. Ugh, no. We have to shut him down. And then Google's sitting here watching Apple like, yeah. Yeah, we were about to move to China too and pay no taxes and let them take over our data and have the keys to our kingdom too. Maybe we should get the jump on this Jones guy as well. Let's ban him from YouTube and let's algorithm him out of the search results. And then let's get him off Facebook. And then, you know, I think that while we're doing that, we should also, you know, try to ban his app from being seen too. Ban anybody commenting about him. Ban anyone else reporting on him. That's what we have to do. So they're selling out hand over fist to China right now. And they don't want you to know about it. You see, Trump's greatest power is the people. And if the people don't know that they're being sold down the drain to China, then I just don't see Trump doing much about it. But if the people know what's going on with the tech industry being sold out to China, well, then they might care. You see, because they did care when they found out how the NSA was spying on them all the time. They did care when they found out their data that they thought was private was being used to sell to third parties for advertising and marketing purposes. They did get a little freaked out when they started talking about a product to their friend, and then the next day they log into Facebook, and then that product is right there being marketed. They said, okay, what? You see, they thought you were dead. They thought that they vaccinated you into oblivion. They thought that they GMO'd you into oblivion. They thought that they fluoridated you into oblivion. They thought you didn't have a conscience. They thought you'd turn on the television, turn on the football, turn on this, turn on that. You didn't care. All of your basic primal instincts were dead, but they weren't. They didn't realize that they weren't. And so now, Donald Trump is president. The people are sick of the corruption in Washington. And you have the whole fake corporate press allied against We the People and against President Trump. And you can only ask yourself, why? Why? What are they so afraid of? Why do they hate America prospering so much? Why do they have such a disdain for the truth? Now, we've got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Guys, if you could fix the clock. I don't even have a clock in here, so I don't know what the time is. But we've got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. And it's just incredible to know that this operation right here is now, I mean, Donald Trump is number one, but after Donald Trump, it's Alex Jones and InfoWars. I mean, you want to talk about anti-establishment? It's just amazing how the entire establishment says F Trump, and then all of the people out there that claim they're anti-establishment say, that's right, F Trump. It's like, don't you just see you're parroting the establishment's talking points? So we're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. But just remember, Alex Jones built this thing from the ground up with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes all of this possible. There's huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is 40% off plus free shipping. I just took my BrainForce Plus before I went on air here today. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, support the InfoWar, free shipping store-wide, it looks like. Free shipping store-wide. So huge savings, including 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Go check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones on the other side.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America and the world has a choice to make right now. Are we going to live in a free and prosperous country based on our American values, Bill of Rights, Constitution? Or will we be dominated by shadowy multinational corporations and organizations and nations like Communist China? Tim Cook, the head of Apple, has emerged as the villain in his own words, Dr. McCamshot, please, admitting for over a year that he wants to shut down what he calls fake news. And so to do that, they built this campaign against InfoWars to set the precedent to bring us down as the first domino. This is an article from a year ago. Apple boss Tim Cook says fake news is killing people's minds. No, what's killing people is your slave factories in China, or the fact that you haven't criticized, even though you're a gay man, China executing thousands of gays a year for being gay. And I just bring that up to show what a human rights fraud you are. What a total abomination Tim Cook is. Even the Communist Party of China has told Cook, if you pay people a few dollars more a day, they could afford to feed their kids and not be homeless. The daycare for Foxconn, who they use, is kids chained up on power poles. The reason I raise this is it's Tim Cook who admittedly led Mark Zuckerberg and Google to ban me last Monday morning at 3 a.m. Pacific time, and then to start banning thousands of other nationalists and conservatives and everybody else because, oh, they called us hate speech and said we were transphobic. There are federal cases going back in the first antitrust cases to the railroads who would then set up company stores out west and only let their goods be shipped on their railways to their stores to gouge people, where the court said, we're free market. That's why if somebody pays the regular toll, you can't charge them more to ship their goods than you do the goods that you're selling. And it's the same thing. It's because we're effective and we're telling the truth about Apple officially moving to Communist China 5 months ago, becoming state-run, being tax-exempt, so that monsters like Tim Cook can run these big tax-exempt companies and make trillions of dollars for himself. Then he sits there with these sickening TV pieces about how, oh, for 10 years he gives all his money to charity. You mean like Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett? They all put into a tax-exempt corporation so that their money's tax exempt, but they become even richer. This is sick. So we were exposing China. We were exposing their human rights abuses. They're the worst in world history, even worse than Hitler. We were exposing all of that. And then Tim Cook led the way, as he's been doing for over a year, with this whole demonization campaign against InfoWars. I went back and looked it up because they, when they started calling Trump and pro-American people fake news, folks went, wait, CNN's fake news. You guys are fake news. They went, well, what do we do? Because anybody can call each other fake news. We have the media then focus in on one guy, Alex Jones, maybe one other, James O'Keefe, and the president, so three guys, and say that they're all fake news and that we've all decided that they are fake news. And then once we've done that, we'll just say it's the new precedent and everybody else we want to deplatform, we can. And then all the other cowardly bloggers and podcasters who are at the top of the charts because they lick establishment boots all day, because that's what's force-fed, they'll all go along with it and say, oh, it's just a private company. And that's the Chinese Communist Social Score, which they're bringing to America, where which Apple and Google and Facebook are helping engineer. That's in mainstream news. They had whistleblowers going public saying, just a decade ago, we said no to China harvesting political dissidents' organs. Today, Apple and Google have set up censorship in China, helping the government arrest their political dissidents. And Facebook and others help round up people in Pakistan that don't think, you know, that Muhammad was God's last prophet. You've got the big tech companies wanting to expand all these authoritarian countries, all these Islamic countries, Chinese communist nations, you name it. And they have made the public decision to align with that tyranny. So suddenly the last few years, before Trump even got in, no criticism of human rights abuses in China. No criticism of any of the real evil things they're doing. Because our so-called elites have broken the social contract. And because I dare talk about it, the same CNN that sold you lies about WMDs and the New York Times that knowingly fixed the fake intelligence on yellow cake, aluminum tubes, and uranium, and WMDs, they sit there and say, because I questioned public events years ago, that I'm a monster and there are these great people and I deserve to be deplatformed, including the software we use to run Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You know, Noam Chomsky, the famous liberal MIT professor, came out in a letter yesterday that was published to Infowars.com saying he doesn't agree with some of what I say or what the straw man they built about me says, but that he thinks it's very dangerous that big monopolies are being formed who control most of the internet and then are saying other nationalists, patriots, you name it, don't have entree into that. That is the essence of monopoly, abusing their monopoly position. So here's the Apple Insider article. Tim Cook made conscious decision to drop Alex Jones' podcast, but leave the app alone. And that's because under antitrust, they know we paid to have the app placed. It's number one in the world right now on Apple and on Android. And if they take it down, they're saying you can't even find me in a digital phone book. They make you pay to get in the phone book of their device that's supposedly an open source system and not a monopoly. And so, but Tim Cook said, don't worry. We're watching you, Alex. Let me tell Tim Cook something. We're watching you and what you're doing. We know you're watching the poor Chinese Christians in Falun Gong who pray secretly in their homes and are shipped off and blood typed and ready to have their organs shipped out for wealthy Westerners. We know what you've signed on to. We know what you've done. And to have you creepily say, oh, we may get rid of that too, and everyone lobbying to get me off Twitter at Real Alice Jones, it's not going to end. And we knew that they would suddenly go after everyone else. We knew that they would suddenly launch all of these expanded attacks. And Gavin McGinnis has been banned, and thousands of others since they did this last week, because they're watching Congress, they're watching what Trump does. Tim Cook has emerged as the anti-Trump Silicon Valley mastermind, shutting down American voters, shutting down our communications, meddling in the election, violating the Federal Election Commission rules in spades. And now he has the nerve to slither up to visit with Trump for dinner on Friday and tell him how much he likes him. This is sickening. This is disgusting. And they are dialing back all of our speech, dialing up all the anti-American speech today. Antifa attacked NBC news reporters. They even covered it up. The media is a bunch of sycophantic followers. InfoWars is not about following. We're about trailblazing and changing the paradigm and changing the world for the better. So I hope that everybody understands that InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com is standing against the globalists right now. And your support of us is what's changing the world. But if you want to know what a fake virtue signaling dehumanizer Tim Cook is, a true monster, he's the only major U.S. company strategically allied with China, and he's put all their...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Roger Stone.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Filling in for Alex Jones today, and Roger Stone is about to join us. You've got wildfires raging in California right now, some of the worst that they've ever seen. I actually flew over those. We flew over them when we were in California last weekend. And you can thank the Democrats in California and their policies to, quote-unquote, protect the environment. They didn't allow proper backburning or proper tree removal of dead trees, which basically just becomes kindling for these forests, and now they're all burning to the ground. Another example of Democrat policies just failing miserably. But Roger Stone joins me now, and I want to play this clip before bringing him on to talk about this Omarosa news cycle, if you will. So she publishes a book And now she's making claims that Trump used the N-word. Trump is a huge racist. She has recordings of John Kelly firing her. Was that even legal? But it's really sad that this is the state of this country and people in this country that just for a buck, they'll sell out their entire values. They'll sell out their honesty. They'll sell out their dignity. They'll sell out their own word just for a quick buck, just for a little attention, just for a little grandstanding. That, to me, equates what Omarosa is doing right now. But we'll talk about that with Roger Stone here in a minute. But first, and this is just one clip. I want to be clear. Listen to just one clip of dozens of clips that are now circling around the internet of Omarosa saying the exact opposite of what she's saying now today.
Well, I'm going to take him at his word, particularly him saying that these comments were misconstrued. And I also think it's important that I know him personally, and he certainly is not a racist. He doesn't have issues with people of color. And I think it's important to note that he will not become the poster child for race in this country.
Oh, really? Because now that's what you're trying to make him, Omarosa. So now Omarosa becomes the latest person to reveal themselves as a total shallow fraud who will sell themselves down the drain for a quick buck and a little attention. At least that's what this looks like to me. Roger Stone joins me now. Roger Stone, what do you make of Omarosa? That was just one of dozens of clips surfacing right now on the internet of her saying, Trump's not a racist, I know him, how dare you say that. But then she writes a book, claims he's a racist, does a bunch of interviews trying to sell her book, says he used the N-word. Even though people who she quotes in that book, people who she cites in that book, have gone public and said, I never made those claims, or B, I was never even reached out to for comment or to clarify those claims. So what do you make of the Omarosa madness?
Well, and first of all, you've got to stop mincing words and say what you really mean, because I think you really just laid this out pretty well. How is it that Omarosa went through an entire campaign in over a year at the White House, and she had no memory that the president allegedly used the N-word? And it wasn't until long after she was fired and on the eve of her launching a vendetta book, she suddenly remembered this. Look, we here at InfoWars were the ones that outlined her negative role in the early days of the Trump presidency. We were the ones who pointed out how she persuaded the president to send a delegation to Haiti for the inauguration of an illicit, corrupt government, which is essentially the same oligarchs, if you will, who robbed the country blind under Bill Clinton and under George Bush, the same corrupt regime with new frontmen. Now, generally speaking, as you know, Owen, it's very rare for the White House to send a delegation for the inauguration of any foreign government. That's usually the province of the State Department. So because of her personal relationship with a Democratic political consultant who was fronting for the corrupt Haiti regime, she did this administration a disservice. During the campaign, you'll remember, Owen, that President Trump was very critical of the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake and the audacious stealing of the Clintons and the Bushes on that occasion. So Omarosa was a negative influence who didn't understand geopolitics in this White House to begin with. She, as you know, was fired because she requested to have her wedding and the reception in the Rose Garden. A staff member has never done that in any White House. And when that was rejected, she showed up with her wedding party to stage essentially a reception and photographs anyway. Is it surprising with that kind of insubordination that she got fired? So I think she's bearing false witness here against the president. Her sudden memory of his racism and his comments is convenient. She has said that NBC will release a tape. I still haven't heard such tape. I think the woman's a fraud. The only thing, other thing I would add, Owen, is if I were the president of the United States, I would ignore her. I would not denounce her. I would not fight with her. I wouldn't even, it's beneath him to comment on these allegations because they're so transparently fraudulent.
Yeah, I would agree with you as far as that's concerned. The only reason that I feel it's important for us to cover it is because it's yet another example to me, which is honestly just shocking. I mean, I can't relate to it, Roger. I mean, I have flaws. I'm nowhere near a perfect person, but it's like I have dignity. I have spine. I'm not going to sell myself out. I'm not going to sell out my honesty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the sickest thing about this to me, Roger. And it's not just Omarosa. She's just the latest in a herd of these people. We see them in the fake news all the time. But it's just like, do you even care that nobody will trust you from now on? Do you even care that now you're just going to be known as a total fraud, a total shill? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, these people don't even care, Roger. I can't even relate to a person like that. So feel free to comment on that. Or, I mean, what potential consequences could she be facing here? Not just for the, I mean, are we talking potential libel in this book? I mean, I don't know. But how about her recording John Kelly? I mean, is that legal for her to record John Kelly firing her and then release the tape? And, you know, so does she get to suffer any consequences from that? Which, again, by the way, another Trump tactic. Here's another one of the people that follow Trump stealing his tactic of recording him, his lawyers, the people on The Apprentice. So Trump is a trendsetter in that fashion. But Roger, A, what, I mean, could she possibly face any consequences for the claims and the recording of John Kelly? And then B, just comment on the spinelessness of some of these people.
Look, I think we both recognize that this is strictly a revenge play. I find it interesting that Frank Luntz, the Republican pollster who I've known for many decades, has come out immediately and said that her claims in the book that he heard Trump use the N-word are completely false and that she never checked with him to confirm that. The consequences here, I think, are very clear, Owen. The book will disappear without a trace. Nobody will buy it other than the hardest core Trump haters who want it to be true. And her career as a public figure is over because she has no credibility. I remember when she moved into Anthony Scaramucci's office when he was away for the weekend. That's the kind of childish antics you had going on in the early Trump White House while the president was struggling to put an agenda in place and his lapdog aides were so busy fighting with each other for positioning and power and titles in which she was a heavy competitor. But she has no public credibility because this flip-flop is so obvious and so self-serving. As far as whether there's any consequences of her taping General Kelly, frankly, I would let it go. The sooner she's out of the headlines, the better, because she has no public credibility.
So it's just going to be amazing. And I guess it just seems like maybe the type of person Omarosa, who obviously has some skill, has some ability, has some pros, and so you kind of just tolerated the insolence, you tolerated the kind of just brattiness, you know, selfishness of someone like that. But then she stepped over the line and she said, oh, I don't care. I'm going to have my photos here anyway, even though I can't. I'm going to do it because I'm Omarosa. I'm a big deal. And that was it. And they said, you know what? That's enough of your attitude. Okay, so you're gone. And so like a petulant child, she went out and made a fake book. So that's how it goes in the Trump White House. You want to fight the big dog? You're going to get bit right in the ass. Okay, so now Omarosa is going to go down as a total fraud. And that's her choice. You chose that destiny, Omarosa, not Donald Trump. You chose to cement yourself in history as a sellout, as a shill, as a total fraud. We'll have more news on the other side with Roger Stone.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands.
It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
With Roger Stone riding shotgun, President Trump has been absolutely savage on Twitter lately. And I want to go through this stack of news and get Roger's response to it. Let's start with Trump questions why FBI hasn't released McCabe text. This is the direct tweet. Why isn't the FBI giving Andrew McCabe text messages to Judicial Watch or appropriate governmental authorities like the Intel committees? FBI said they won't give up even one. I may have to get involved. Do not destroy. Uh-oh. And then if they do destroy, now they're in trouble. What are they hiding? McCabe wife took big campaign dollars from Hillary people. Will the FBI ever recover its once stellar reputation so badly damaged by Comey, McCabe, Peter Stroke, and his lover? The lovely Lisa Page and other top officials now dismissed or fired. Yeah, many of them. Trump has drained that swamp. So many of the great men and women of the FBI have been hurt by these clowns and losers. Okay. So Trump savaged McCabe and the FBI. He then says Jeff Sessions is scared stiff and missing in action. Oh my gosh. There's a savagery to Jeff Sessions. Trump alleges the FBI and the DOJ had a program to prevent his presidency. The tweet seems like the Department of Justice and FBI had a program to keep Donald Trump from becoming president, quoting Daryl Issa on Fox and Friends. If this had happened to the other side, everybody involved would be in jail. This is a media cover-up of the biggest story of our time. Bingo. Bingo. And then, of course, Devin Nunes comes out and says that Russian propaganda behind Steele dossier used to spy on Trump. And that's exactly the point. So, yes, Trump is 100% accurate, and he knows it when he says the FBI and the DOJ had a program to prevent his presidency. We've already seen all of the evidence. In a court of public opinion, they're all guilty. It's high treason. It deserves jail time. Quite frankly, 100 years ago, it would have been much worse. But Roger Stone, what is your response to President Trump just going savage on social media, calling these people out?
Well, the president gets it. But the question is, don't complain about Jeff Sessions. Fire him and fire Mr. Rosenstein and get control of a rogue special prosecutor who has no limits on his power and, in fact, no oversight. It's amazing that the courts have ruled that Mueller's reign of terror as a special counsel is perfectly appropriate because he has oversight from Mr. Rosenstein, in this case, the acting attorney general, and the president. But in view of the fact that the actual investigation involves the actions of Mr. Rosenstein and the actions of Mr. Mueller himself, both of whom are involved directly in the matter being investigated, seems to me to be an obvious conflict. So I don't know when the president's going to stop tweeting, which I love, but start taking action. It's his government. These men serve at his pleasure. And it's time to end this witch hunt now. I've been subject to it. It threatens to destroy me and my family financially. And it doesn't seem to have any end. The mainstream media wants to keep repeating this threadbare, phony narrative that the Russians hacked the DNC and they gave the information to WikiLeaks, who gave it to Roger Stone, who gave it to Donald Trump, or some variation thereof, or that my 24-word exchange with Goosefer 2.0 over Twitter direct messages was meaningful or significant or constituted collusion or collaboration, all of which is disproved by the timing, the context, and the content. So it's time to end the witch hunt. The president gets that, but he needs to stop taunting these people and fire them. That's my view.
Well, but look at how ridiculous it's gotten now, Roger. You have the former Virginia governor, Terry McAuliffe, says Trump needs to be impeached for bear-hugging Putin. Okay, so then I guess Obama should be impeached and everybody else who ever met with Putin. I mean, Schumer needs to be removed. I mean, it's just like the madness of statements like that. You just have to wonder, is Terry McAuliffe that stupid or does he just hate the truth that much? But, Roger, I mean, it's the big day coming up. It's the big day coming up, Roger. The Boston Globe has announced on August 16th, I mean, stop the presses. We've never seen this. All members of the media are going to attack President Trump on August 16th, Roger. So August 16th will be no different than any other day of the Trump administration.
Well, we here at InfoWars will not be a party to that. We are investigative journalists, the very best, and we will not be attacking the president. We'll be attacking the unconstitutional, phony FISA warrants that were premised on the dossier put together by a British agent, but with the assistance of Russian intelligence. There is Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The notion that there none can be found is ridiculous. There's 145 million pieces of evidence. The dollars that went from the Russian energy company to Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation in return for control of 20% of Americans' enriched uranium reserves. It is really amazing the lengths to which the mainstream media goes to ignore the real unconstitutional actions, the real illegality, the real Russian collusion in the 2016 election, and continue this charade regarding Russian collusion and Donald Trump. All that Mr. Mueller has been able to produce for $17 million in 2 years is minor evidence of Russian meddling, ham-handed, underfunded, insignificant, and poorly written. And even Rod Rosenstein, in the indictment of the 12 Russians, said that there was no evidence of American involvement, no evidence that Americans knew they were in touch with Russians, and that their actions didn't change any votes. So why do we spend so much time talking about it? Why aren't we talking about the illegal acts of the Obama Justice Department, the Obama FBI, in concert with the Clinton campaign, to essentially hijack the election from Donald Trump in 2016.
It's just so frustrating, Roger, knowing how this all began with a fake Russian dossier, which if you really want to get down to it, I mean, again, that's the Russian collusion. Who got Russian intelligence, quote unquote, to affect the presidency? That was Hillary Clinton. That was the Democrats. It's all known, yet somehow they're still able to come out every day and make the claim that it was Trump. The media still comes out and makes the claim it was Trump, and there's still millions of brainwashed Americans that think it was Trump. I mean, this is beyond Twilight Zone to me, Roger. I can't even believe this is the reality, and I think that for now it's just all of us, we're just testing our patience. I mean, this is just testing our patience, Roger.
Well, and the irony, of course, is that the very reason that they're waging this war of censorship against us here at InfoWars, against Alex Jones, against you, Owen, and David Knight, and all of our colleagues, is because we keep pointing out that truth. We keep tearing apart the phony Russian collusion, delusion investigation, and pointing out the culpability of Obama and Clinton and their Justice Department and their FBI in this phony dossier charade. My hat's off, frankly, to Devin Nunes, who's the one guy in Washington who's had the perseverance and the courage to push forward, who revealed in an incredible story in the Daily Caller late last week that exculpatory information that showed that Carter Page was not working for the Russians and shouldn't have been subjected to a phony political, politically motivated FISA warrant was withheld from the judges in that matter. So we are on the edge of busting this whole thing wide open. Thank God for Devin Nunes and his band of patriots, because were he not leading today, nobody would be leading.
And if InfoWars wasn't leading the way with this news coverage since the very beginning of this story, which it was InfoWars, people are catching up now, who knows where we'd be? You know, Roger, I mean, that's the craziest thing. We broke it first. It was Hillary behind the dossier. That's what was used to spy on Trump. They called us fake news. We were right again. Roger Stone, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Owen. But as you point out, the Rosetta Stone of this entire scandal are the illegal FISA warrants. You heard it here on InfoWars First. Owen, great to be with you on a beautiful Sunday.
And that's why they have to shut us down. All right, Roger, you enjoy the rest of this Sunday evening. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home tonight and you get a free moment and you're browsing the web, check out InfoWarsStore.com, where we have big specials going right now, including 40% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off Secret 12, very powerful vitamin B12 supplement. DNA Force Plus, one of our groundbreaking products here at InfoWarsStore.com that actually changed that entire market, the telomere market, that's 50% off right now. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, a game-changing product, that's 40% off. Alpha Power, 50% off, another game-changing product. That's one of the products that is just too powerful for me. I can't do the Alpha Power. But with all those specials, it's also free shipping store-wide. Just ask that guy right there. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars official app. Download it today before it's banned. Download the app. They're banning us everywhere else. The only place to find us now, pretty much, is InfoWars.com/show and the official InfoWars app. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.